With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A powerful Pacific storm is forecast to bring a lot of snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Matt Chavez says the snow will be measured in feet.
We might see 3 to 4, maybe even 5 inches per hour in some locations. And with this, with the conjunction with the winds, they will create whiteout blizzard conditions.
The storm began barreling into the region on Thursday. A blizzard warning through Sunday morning covers a 300-mile stretch from north of Lake Tahoe to south of Yosemite National Park. In Georgia, final arguments being presented in a case to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis in the Trump election interference case. A New Jersey businessman pleading guilty to trying to bribe U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. Jose Uribe was among three businessmen charged in the corruption case against the New Jersey Democrat and his wife. The senator and his wife are scheduled to stand trial in May. Also at SRNNews.com, relatives and supporters of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny have bade farewell to him at a funeral in Moscow.
Hundreds of mourners lined up behind control barriers outside of the church, many holding red flowers. On live-streamed footage, the crowd applauded and chanted his name as his coffin was taken out of the vehicle as it arrived at the church. Many came from around Russia to say their goodbyes. Mourner Nadezhda Ivanova, who came from Kaliningrad for the event, told the AP, Alexei, for everyone who's here today and for many who did not dare to come here, is a person who not only gave his life in the fight for something, but who gave his life in the fight for us. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Dow had 77 points. The NASDAQ is up 188. This is SRN News. Evangelicals want action on immigration.
According to a new survey by Lifeway Research, the surge in illegal border crossings during the Biden administration is worrying evangelical Christians. 80% want Congress to take action to stop the flow. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, the urgency continues to grow for Congress to act this year to improve laws around immigration. The poll also finds that evangelicals are concerned for the welfare of illegal aliens and want to share the gospel with them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch continued to see depressed sales here in the United States due to a decline in demand for Bud Light. The company sparked a spontaneous boycott of the beer in 2023 after it decided to partner with a transgender influencer. Anheuser-Busch reports that U.S. revenue declined 9.5%. for the year, and 17% in the fourth quarter. This is SRN News. A former career U.S. diplomat, 73-year-old Manuel Roca, says he will plead guilty to charges of serving as a secret agent for communist Cuba going back decades. An IRS crackdown on high-income delinquents.
It starts with non-compliance letters this week to more than 25,000 millionaires and 100,000 people who earn $400,000 a year and upward. The Treasury Department says they won't increase audit rates for anyone making under $400,000. But there's funding from the Inflation Reduction Act to make sure delinquent millionaires pay their fair share. Earlier this year, the IRS announced it already collected roughly $500 million in overdue taxes from millionaires who were delinquent. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.